Proclamation number 6690 of 16th of November, 1956. What is meant by childship with God? Just open yourselves to the influx of my love, then you will also be allowed to receive without limitation, for my will to give knows no bounds. It is merely up to you yourselves which measure you accept, whether you yourselves stem the flow of grace and love, whether you are willing to receive. And thus it is also up to you whether and how you make use of what is at your unlimited disposal and thus increase your soul's degree of maturity accordingly. You only ever have to consider that no limits are set for you by me, that you can receive everything and therefore also reach the highest degree of maturity on earth, that you therefore have the opportunity to leave earth fully matured in order to be allowed to enjoy supreme bliss, which my fatherly love has prepared for the children. For it is incomparable bliss to be so intimately united with the Father that my emanation of love no longer requires any mediators in order to be conveyed to them but directly touches them. A state of unlimited bliss which only a supremely perfect being can endure, a being which has completely deified itself through love. Now every creature was originally destined to work and create with me in my close proximity in unlimited bliss. But it first had to prove itself worthy of this beatitude in completely free will, it had to consciously want to take its place at the Father's heart and therefore pass a test of will which therefore brought the fall into the abyss for countless beings but at the same time was also the possibility to become a child of God from a creature. My aim now is to make all my living creations into children, because only a child can be made happy by me as my fatherly love intends. For as a mere creature it will never establish this intimate relationship with me, which also results in the highest fatherly emanation of love. Even if it, being unfallen, is completely devoted to me. But I demand this unrestricted child love, which I constantly want to reciprocate and thus fulfill. The love of a child for its father is what I long for. Undeniably, every being which has once attained the state of light will also burn with love for me. And this love will increase forever and ever. For this, too, belongs to bliss, that an ever-increasing longing for love also becomes an ever-increasing fulfillment of love and thus the desire for love and the fulfillment of love never ceases. Thus, in the kingdom of light every being is also blissfully happy and will never suffer a lack of faithful fatherly love. For as soon as they're in the light they're also my children whom I have won for myself, who have transformed themselves from creatures in free will and who recognize in me their most loving Father who wants to love them eternally and make them abundantly happy. Nevertheless, you humans will have to admit that it makes a difference in which period of time this transformation from a creature to a child took place. The ever-ascending development once guarantees this work of transformation, thus I will not rest until all creatures have reached the state of childship, because this has been my aim since the beginning of what I created, and whether eternities pass by. Do these words not make you wonder? And do you now recognize the enormous difference when a creature accomplishes this work of transformation in itself during the short time of its life on this earth? When it already establishes the intimate relationship of a child to its father on earth and now strives towards the father with all its senses and its heart burns with love and it gives itself to him without any resistance. Will not the degree of love of such a soul constantly increase and already be able to lead to full spiritualization on earth? Will such a child not have to take a priority position with me? Will it not be very close to my fatherly heart if it achieves in its short earthly lifetime what other creatures need eternities to achieve? And it is this priority which I call childship to God, which can only be achieved on earth, which can no longer be made up for in the kingdom of the beyond, but which is also only achieved by a few. But this does not mean that an everlasting ascent is not also possible in the kingdom of the beyond, which likewise brings undreamed-of bliss. My love is infinite but never excludes justice, and I will always consider all my children justly. But it is also possible for all my living creations to become perfect as their Father in heaven is perfect during their earthly life as a human being, because the human being Jesus died on the cross for this, or also because I myself, through my death on the cross, gave you the strength you need for this transformation of your nature. But if you humans do not make use of this extraordinary grace and thus do not achieve this transformation, then you must also grant those who achieve it a priority position with me. For their struggle on earth is not easy either, but they take it on. Their thoughts and aspirations only apply to me, all their love belongs to me, and thus my love will take hold of them and draw them to my heart, and they will never separate from me because the bond is so intimate and can never be severed again. I alone know every individual soul's degree of love, and therefore I also know how few people attain the degree of love which results in this childship to God. Yet it is possible to attain it on this earth, but it can only be attained on this earth, and thus the love required for this is also unusually reciprocated by me and therefore earns the soul an incomparable fate in the immediate vicinity of me. Amen.